Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Scripture reminds us over 100 times, do not fear. Again and again, God tells us not to be afraid, because fear often paralyzes us, preventing us from growing in faith. Yet today in the gospel, Jesus gives us a jarring command. Be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. This creates a divine paradox. Are we to be unafraid, or are we to be afraid? When should we fear, and when should we not? Let's listen to how St. Augustine resolves this tension. Reflecting on the verse, he says, "Let us fear, therefore, that we may not fear." Fear seems to be allied to cowardice, but see what the scripture says. The fear of the Lord is the hope of strength. Let us then fear that we may not fear. That is, let us fear prudently that we may not fear vainly. In short, there are two ways to understand fear. Firstly, there is vain fear, an unhealthy anxiety that undermines faith and creates doubt. This is the fear that leads to cowardice and despair. Then there is prudent or filial fear. This fear is not a negative, crippling emotion. It is reverential, filial fear, the kind a child has for a loving parent. It is not the fear of being punished. It is the fear of hurting the one we love. A person who truly loves does not want to disappoint or break the heart of their beloved. In fact, one of the gifts that we receive at confirmation is the gift of the fear of the Lord. This gift enables us to avoid sin out of reverence and love of God. Think of this holy fear as an alarm clock for the soul. When we begin to turn away from God, this alarm rings to wake us up. It reminds us that our choices are distancing us from our Creator, who made us to share in His love. Its goal is not to shame us, but to move us back to God with a contrite heart and a firm purpose of amendment. In this light, we can distinguish the two. Fear that moves us away from God is bad. And fear that moves us toward God's love is good. So when Jesus tells us to fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell, He is calling us to a holy vigilance. He is telling us to avoid the occasion of sin, especially committing mortal sin, because mortal sin places our soul in a state of enmity with God. To die in this state means to choose separation from God for eternity. Any other earthly evils, sickness, persecutions, financial hardships, or professional failure are passing, they are temporary. These things cannot kill our soul, so we should not be afraid of these, even if they threaten our bodies. In fact, these passing evils can be used by God for a greater good. Saint Dominic Savio, who was a student of Saint John Bosco, expressed this perfectly as a young boy. On the morning of his first Holy Communion, he made a resolution to choose death rather than to sin. Even at a young age, he understood that losing God's grace is the only thing we should truly fear. This is the way to live without fear. There is an old saying, a person who dies before he dies does not die when he dies. When we die to the world, to its empty vanities, its temporary pleasures, and its false promises, and live in the light of Christ, We will not die when our bodies fail. We will pass into eternal life. My dear faithful in Christ, if you're struggling with sin or vices, do not let that fear paralyze you. We have the sacrament of reconciliation. It is the place where we receive God's mercy, healing, and the strength to begin again. As a recently ordained priest, I have heard close to about 100 confessions. And every time I'm in a confessional, I'm constantly humbled. I am reminded that I am only God's instrument. I am a sinner just like you, in need of God's grace and God's mercy. In the confessional, I do not offer my mercy. I offer God's mercy. And there is nothing more that pleases our Heavenly Father than to see his children become reconciled to his love. So today, let us ask for the grace of a prudent, holy fear, a fear that keeps us close to the heart of the Father, so that we need fear nothing else, not even death itself.